This morning is taken from John's Gospel, chapter 14, beginning at verse 1. And you can find that on page 108 of the New Testament section of the Church Bibles. John 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves.
Some of you pledged so we can get a new sound system. Or you see, it's pilot error.
Oh. I'm glad you guys pledged so we can get a new pastor who's not so absent-minded. My suit doesn't fit anymore because I have had not one, not two, but three Thanksgiving feasts this week. But you know, every time I have a Thanksgiving dinner, I get homesick for America and for my family there. But one of the dinners I was at, someone came up to me and we started to talk, and I said, where are you from? She looked me right in the eyes and said, oh, not all the expat questions. Where are you from? How long have you been in Hong Kong? Where do you work? I just have one question for you. And I have a question for each of us today, and I've asked this before, and you've answered this, but you have another chance. Where is your emotional home? Think about it for a second, then turn to the person next to you and share where your emotional home is. Some of us are from Hong Kong. Many of us are not from Hong Kong. Many of us have been all over the place. But where is your emotional home? Note to guys, if you're with your wife or girlfriend, the answer is with you. For most of the 165 years of Union's history, if the preacher were to ask, where is your emotional home, there was one answer, Scotland. Until the 1990s, the largest group of people who worshipped at Union were Scottish. And there was a St. Andrew's Day, which is tomorrow, which is the National Day of Scotland. By the way, we've got some Scottish people here. I'd be willing to come over to your house for haggis and black pudding to celebrate that. In 1929, on December 2nd, there was on the front page of the South China Morning Post the full sermon that the minister at Union Church preached about St. Andrew. Now, he says some unkind things about the English, which I will skip. But he then tries to expand in Christian unity to not just talk about Scottish, but all people who have this longing for a home country. Let me read several paragraphs. Voluntary exiles we may be, but our love goes out to countries from whence we came and whither we hope to return. But it is more than a love of place. It is the love of a long and honorable history, the veneration of a series of customs and traditions. Just as whenever one goes home, the homing instinct can never be fully satisfied, so it is with the soul. Just wherever one goes, the love of home can never be silenced. So deep in the soul is the longing for God, which can never be stilled. Do you ever dream of the days when you will go back to that little village, snuggled among the peaceful hills, looking at gray streets and quiet lanes, with eyes that say, I know you, I heard your bells ring, your skylarks sing, I plucked your wildflowers in childhood days. So I say to you this morning, you belong to another city, another world. We are colonists of the kingdom of heaven. Our final dreams, our best hopes are invested there. This world is not enough. There's this profound longing each of us has for home, for something more. Now, St. Andrew is a very interesting disciple. He was the first disciple. He was the brother of Peter, but he's known not for what he says, but for what he does. And every time he's mentioned in Scripture, he's bringing someone to Jesus. And we know about, tradition has that he, once Jesus died, rose again from the dead, Andrew went out on missions to Russia, Poland, and to Greece, and he was martyred in Greece, and he refused to be crucified on a regular cross. He was crucified on a cross the shape of an X, and that's where the Scottish flag comes. Now, how St. Andrew got to Scotland is a whole different story we don't have time for. He never got there in life, but tradition has it that relics from St. Andrew were kept by a monk by the name of Regulus, who had a vision from God that he was supposed to go to the far west wild part of the world, and he was shipwrecked on the island of Scotland next to St. Andrew's. But what's interesting about the passage today is that Andrew kept his mouth shut. Dietrich Bonhoeffer says one of the most important spiritual disciplines is learning to keep your mouth shut. The other disciples didn't get it. In the end of John chapter 13, Peter makes these promises, Lord, I'll go wherever you go and I will defend you. Well, we know that he didn't keep that promise. And then chapter 14 begins, where Jesus talks about, do not let your heart be troubled. Don't be shaken. Don't shudder. And what happens? Thomas asks a question, which turns out to be a stupid question. And Philip asks a question, which turns out to be a stupid question. But what does Andrew say? Nothing. But let's look at what Jesus says about this longing. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. We celebrate St. Andrew's Sunday. We also are celebrating Advent, a time of preparation. And Jesus says, don't be troubled. I'm going away to prepare a place for you. You are longing for something, and that ultimate longing will be fulfilled in the place that I'm preparing for you in my Father's house. Now, when I was a little boy, I used to ride around in a car with my parents, and whenever my mother saw a really nice house or a mansion, she says, I bet that's the kind of house we're going to have in heaven. And so I was really excited about having this giant house, because in the old translations, in my Father's house are many mansions. Well, then I was riding on a double-decker bus in London a few years later, and I looked out at this really dingy set of flats, and it was called Elysian Mansions. And I said, oh, could mansion just be a dingy little room? Now, be really honest with me here. How many of you are just a little worried that heaven's going to be boring? Yeah, okay. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but I see the heads shaking. I mean, eternity is a really long time. And whether we have a beautiful mansion or a dingy little flat, we're not so sure that we're going to have great joy in heaven. But Jesus says, in my Father's house are many mansions. And that word mansion or room can also mean way station. Very interesting. The idea that each of us has a spiritual pilgrimage that doesn't end on this planet. That heaven will be not only just joy and delight, but will also be a challenge as we continue through all eternity. I like that notion. And the other thing I like about that is that Jesus says there are many mansions. There are room for a lot of people. And have you ever worried, well, will heaven be too filled? Will the density be even worse than Hong Kong? Will I have room to move about? Jesus says, don't worry. That longing you have has been placed in you by the loving Father. And He is going to satisfy that longing in a way that you can't begin to imagine. Well, then, doubting Thomas says, Lord, we don't know where you are going. Now, that's interesting. A guy admitting he doesn't know where he's going. So how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, Jesus says a lot of astonishing things, but this is about the most astonishing thing. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. St. Thomas Aquinas, the mystic who wrote Imitation of Christ, said, without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without the life, there is no living. And even as we heard during the offertory, our prayer is, God be our guide. I'm looking around to see if my wife is here. We have a problem. Holly doesn't like to go places with me for the first time. Because every time I go somewhere, the first time I get lost. She likes to go with a guide. I enjoy going down the Peak Tram path. I don't enjoy coming up the Peak Tram path. But in my 3 short years here, I think I've had about 60 or 70 people come up to me. They're walking up and they say, can I get to the top of the peak by continuing on this sidewalk? What's the answer? I say, sure. I hope I'm telling the truth, but I don't think I am. I'm not a very reliable guide. And if we can't find the way by ourselves, we better find the right guide. And Jesus says, I am that guide. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And not all paths lead to the peak. And I meet all sorts of really well-intentioned people who say, well, all roads lead to God. Well, Jesus says, no, there's one road that leads to God, and it's through me. Now, here, Christians, let's not be judgmental. Jesus also says that when we get to heaven, some of us are going to be surprised who's there and who's not there. And God alone has the right to choose who goes to heaven. It is not your right. It is not mine. But it's very interesting. The great theologian Karl Barth was asked once, don't all religions reveal God? He said, no religion reveals God, not even Christianity. Only Jesus Christ reveals God. Jesus Christ is God's word to us, and we should listen. There is a longing that we each have, and then there is a way to satisfy that longing, and that is through Jesus Christ. But then Philip asks his dumb question, Lord, show us the Father, sort of the Jerry Maguire show me the money. This time it's show me the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus says, don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you for such a long time?
Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? And until we're able to say that Jesus is Lord, Jesus is God, we're not going to ultimately find fulfillment. But that's a hard message. I read in the paper several weeks ago that there are now more admirals in the British Navy than there are warships. Kind of a sad story, isn't it? But there was an admiral on a warship, and he was cruising full speed ahead, and then he saw a light in the distance, and it looked like they were on a collision course, so he flashed to this other looked like ship coming at him. He said, turn 10 degrees west. And the light came back, you turn 10 degrees west. The guy says, I am an admiral in Her Majesty's Navy. The other guy said, I am a seaman second class. I am a battleship. I am a lighthouse. You choose, sir. And we go charging full speed ahead with our lives. And we miss the most important thing. This longing that we have for something more, for a home country, was put in there by our loving Father, who has prepared an eternal future for us beyond our fondest dreams. But the way, the truth, and the life to that future is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ stands with us now in our present. Jesus Christ will stand with us in our future. Thanks be to God. Let's stand and sing a closing song.